The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. Bangladesh is urgently importing onions by air as the price of the essential ingredient in local dishes soars to record highs, with even the prime minister chopping the bulb from her menu. The price of onion is a sensitive subject in South Asia, where shortages can trigger widespread discontent with political ramifications. Its price has climbed to eye-watering levels in Bangladesh since neighboring India banned exports in late September after heavy monsoon rains reduced the crop there. 1 kilogram of the staple vegetable usually costs 36 U.S. cents, but has now soared almost 10 times after the ban was imposed. Local media reported several onion consignments recently arrived at a major port in Chittagong City, imported from Myanmar, Turkey, China, and Egypt. The state-run trading corporation of Bangladesh, TCB, is also selling onions at a discount of 50 cents per kilogram in the capital of Dhaka. At the city's busy Farmgate neighborhood, hundreds of people lined up for hours, some getting into scuffles to buy the subsidized vegetable. Restaurants have cut onions from their menus, and there's been a fall in the sale of deep-fried snacks normally cooked with onions. Bangladesh's largest opposition party has called for nationwide protest over the record prices, which they blame on the government. Vaulted ceilings and rows of stone columns stretch into the human darkness deep below the Philippine capital, where workers are transforming a more than century-old underground reservoir into a tourist attraction. The sparks of welding guns illuminate the dam contours of El Deposito, an abandoned Spanish colonial-era relic with a rich history that has been hidden from view for decades.
We Filipinos must appreciate the significance and the importance of water reserve in the Philippines.
Crafted from volcanic rock and completed 137 years ago, the underground cavern was made to hold 53 million liters of water, which was pumped through iron pipes into thousands of homes until the early 20th century. The reservoir fell into neglect after World War II, turning into a dump site, even being invaded by squatters over the next half century.
We always think that the Spaniards treated us so badly that time, but somehow, on the other side, they have given us the way to provide us clean water for the Filipinos.
For VOA Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.